This is Simply Irresistible, written by Winter of Our Discontent, and read by Tipsy Kitty. "Morning, Steed," Ed called out, his greeting mingling with the door chime as he entered the flower shop. "And a very good morning to you, neighbor," Steed said, emerging from the back with a pot of daylilies. "How can I help you today?" "Client wants a bouquet tattoo to represent her family. Daisy, Iris, Peony?" Ed was comfortable tattooing in multiple different styles, but one of his favorites to do was watercolor, and whenever Ed did realistic floral designs, he always bought flowers from Steed to use as references. "Innocence, nobility, happy life," Steed recited. "Lovely flowers. Excellent choices all. I should have all of those in stock. Can you wait a few minutes, or would you prefer to come back in a bit?" "I'll find a way. Jim's minding the shop," Ed said, leaning against the counter, watching as Steed puttered around. "You recovered from Valentine's Day yet?" he asked, knowing by now that Valentine's Day was simultaneously incredibly lucrative and incredibly exhausting for florists. "By the time I've recovered from it, it'll be just in time for Mother's Day," Steed griped, mostly pro forma. This year, Ed had finally convinced him to hire temporary help to cover the rush. "Did you need to talk any young sweethearts out of large matching couple statues?" "Nah, thankfully. Did do a cover-up for a man of his ex's name, with script font right above his heart," Ed said, gesturing at his own chest in the aforementioned area. "What did he replace it with?"
"Logo of his football club."
"And they say romance is dead," Steed replied, unable to repress a giggle. Ed gave in and laughed along with him. "How'd you spend the rest of your Valentine's Day, the not working part?" "The children were with me all weekend, so Mary and Doug could have a romantic weekend away. What about your boyfriend? Jack, was it?" Steed said, wrinkling his nose as if the name smelled like manure.
"We're off again. Probably should have never been on again."
"Oh, my head. I'm sorry."
"Get off it," Ed grumbled. "I know you hated him."
"I hated how he treated you," Steed corrected. "Though he certainly didn't win any points by peeing in my planters."
"He was drunk,"
Ed said, still unable to stop himself from reflexively stepping to Jack's defense. "Yes," Steed agreed, his voice scathingly mild. "All three times." He crossed his arms in front of him. "That I know of, since I haven't been able to bring myself to watch the surveillance footage."
"Jack's always been a bit rougher on the edges."
"And in the middle," Steed muttered, not quite under his breath. "Look, Ed. I'm sure he had to have some redeeming qualities, but from where I'm standing, he seemed like..." Steed paused, as though choosing his next words carefully. "Well, a bit of a bore." "I knew you never liked him," Ed declared, with what even he knew was misplaced anger. "All right, you really want to know why I hated Jack? Fine," Steed said, setting the planter down with enough force that some of the dirt escaped around the edges and one of the bulbs fell over onto its side. "He never bought you flowers."
"What?" Ed asked, confused.
Steed looked up from where he was now attempting to use a dustpan to gather up the dirt he'd just spilled all over the counter. "Ed, we've known each other for the better part of a decade now, ever since I opened Floriography down the street from your studio. I like to think we're friends."
"Of course we're friends,"
Ed said, still trying to work out Steed's previous statement. He figured Steed would mention the drinking or the missed dates or the lack of communication or the cheating or the... Okay, yeah, put like that. Jack had been an incredibly shit boyfriend. Steed continued. "And in that time, you always sent your mum stargazer lilies for her birthday and pink roses for Mother's Day. When she was sick, her room was practically a garden with all the daisies and carnations you brought her. And you still put flowers on her grave when you visit. You decorate your shop with pots of poinsettia and amaryllis around Christmas, and hyacinth and narcissus bulbs in the spring because you can't have any of those in your flat since they're poisonous to cats. And you're never happier than when you're sketching flowers or doing floral tattoos. You love flowers."
"Fuck me,"
Ed said, and if he was surprised before, he was currently far closer to gobsmacked.
"You noticed all that?"
"Of course I did. You're my friend. And that man. That reckless, careless, thoughtless man, that unpleasant clump of clogged drain here in human form, never once bought you flowers." Steed took a deep breath to calm himself down, then locked eyes with Ed, expression so sincere it was painful. "Ed, you're one of the loveliest people I know, and you deserve to be with someone who will bring you flowers." He turned away as though embarrassed, his back to Ed as he grabbed individual stems from their buckets on the refrigerated shelves. With the efficiency of long experience, Steed secured them together with a rubber band wound around their stems and wrapped them in green tissue paper and clear cellophane, still avoiding Ed's eyes. "Daisy Iris Peony," he said, almost throwing the makeshift bouquet at Ed. "I'm terribly sorry. Your romantic affairs are none of my business. These are on the house."
"Yeah, I'd better just clients,"
Ed said, clutching the flowers to his chest as he beat a hasty retreat. As soon as the door swung closed, Steed braced his elbows on the counter and buried his face in his hands.
"You've gone and fucked it all up now, Bonnet."
Eyes still shut, he reached out with one hand to rifle around in the drawer he'd hidden the half-price Valentine's chocolates in. Unfortunately, due to the usual late February slump, the rest of the day wasn't busy enough for Steed not to dwell on how he'd likely ruined his friendship with Ed, and by closing time, all he could think of was locking up and going home to an extremely necessary lavender bubble bath. He'd only just totaled up the register when the doorbell rang one more very unwelcome time. "I'm sorry, we're closed," he began, looking up to see Ed there, standing awkwardly just inside the doorway.
"Yeah, I wanted to wait until you were done with customers."
"Ed."
Ed interrupted him. "Steed, you were right about Jack. He was shit. I guess I was just, dunno, the devil you know, maybe. But I think you're right, and my therapist is right, and I think maybe I do deserve to be with someone who actually cares about me, who makes me happy. And I'd like to find out if what makes me happy is you."
It was now Steed's turn to be gobsmacked.
"Ed, I... Of course, if you're worried that this is just a rebound thing, I'm willing to wait until you're more comfortable, or..."
"Seven tonight?" Steed asked, suddenly hopeful. "At La Roche's?"
"Yeah,"
Ed said, with a grin that seemed to light up his entire face.
"Yeah, that sounds good. Just gonna go,
He lifted his arm to sniff at it.
"Shower. Stuff. I'll see you there."
Steed arrived at the restaurant that night 15 minutes early, with a bouquet of tulips and irises. The end.